The Vocal Arts Ensemble of Cincinnati has a couple of holiday performances coming up on December 19th and 20th. The ensemble will be led by Dr. Anton Armstrong. He's best known as conductor of the world-renowned St. Olaf Choir in Minnesota. And with us to talk about it is the assistant conductor of the Vocal Arts Ensemble, Stephanie Nash. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you've been the assistant conductor now for quite a while. In fact, you've been with the group, well, tell us how long.
This is my 20th year singing with the Vocal Arts Ensemble, and I've been assistant conductor for most of that time.
So this means you've done a lot of holiday Christmas performances, huh?
Yes, I have, under several conductors.
And what can we look forward to for the performances coming up in this month?
We will have 24 of our singers participating in this concert, and the music is going to be beautiful in these spaces that we have to sing in.
Okay, now, music beautiful. Can you tell us about some of the music?
Some of the pieces may not be very familiar to our audiences. They're new to some of us. However, they have lovely, rich harmonies. They have different instrumentation for different pieces. And I think that the audience will really be engaged with this holiday program.
Well, okay, now you mentioned instrumentation. We hear Vocal Arts Ensemble, and first thing in my mind is, you know, a cappella singing. But you said you have instruments.
Yes, some of the pieces are a cappella. Some of the pieces have percussion. We have an arrangement of the Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy, which will have steel drum and other percussion. We have another piece that will involve piccolo and some strings. So it'll be quite a mix of sounds for the program.
Now, the person who's actually conducting this performance is Dr. Anton Armstrong. Now, he's from Minnesota working with the St. Olaf Choir. Is this someone you've worked with before?
I have not worked with him. I've spoken with him on the phone, and I look forward to meeting him next week when he comes to rehearsal with us.
So what is that like for the Vocal Arts Ensemble to have someone come in from out of town, someone brand new, and to do a concert?
He went into detail with me over what he would like with these pieces. And then I work with the choirs before he arrives. And then he comes in and conducts us.
So what's it like to prep the entire ensemble for someone new? I mean, you're working with them. You said you've done rehearsal work already. What changes when the conductor comes in?
Well, he can obviously make any changes he wants. It's mostly his interpretation of the music that I can't duplicate ahead of time. He may change phrasing and some shaping of the pieces, but my job is to make sure that the singers are completely solid on all of their music before he arrives.
How long does this take? I mean, the process of first picking out the kind of music, the particular pieces, how long does that take?
Well, it depends on the conductor. I mean, it can take a while. When I choose music, I sit over in the summer, usually 4 or 5 weeks to choose a program of music. I don't know how Dr. Armstrong has done his.
So we're talking about picking out music for this Christmas concert, this holiday concert, maybe in the middle of the summer.
Oh, definitely. Because then you know what you are working with, and then you can order all the music and get everything lined up.
And you said 24 singers.
We have 24 singers participating in this concert. The Vocal Arts Ensemble has a roster of singers with whom we choose different singers for different repertoire.
And so the 24 singers you've got picked out for these upcoming concerts, was there a selection process to go on with this?
Mm-hmm. Craig Johnson, who is our music director, and I chose who would be singing this concert based on their abilities to blend with each other and what repertoire we knew they would be singing.
Now, can we talk about some of the music? Because, you know, this is a holiday concert. Can you tell us some of the expected pieces that'll be there?
Yes. What's Christmas without John Rutter? We'll be singing the 12 Days of Christmas arranged by John Rutter. There will also be 2 sing-along carols for the audience to join in with O Come All You Faithful and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We will have organ and brass accompanying those sing-along carols for audience participation. There was also a Ding Dong Merrily on High and some other familiar texts that people would be looking forward to at Christmas time.
Now, you also mentioned some pieces that are not all that familiar.
Yes, there's a beautiful piece written by Christopher Aspis, who is also a composer that St. Olaf used to have as a conductor of their men's chorus. And it is the Huron Carol, 'Twas in the Moon of Wintertime. And I believe it's going to be one of the best pieces on the concert.
So this concert that's coming up, how many rehearsals is this going to take for the two performances?
We usually rehearse 6 rehearsals beforehand. I'm conducting 3 of them, and then Dr. Armstrong will come in and conduct the final 3.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yes, it is, but it's work that we enjoy as singers and as performers, and the Vocal Arts Ensemble has such a long tradition. We're in our 36th year this year, and we've been doing a candlelit Christmas concert for many years, and it's something that the community expects to receive.
Well, let's talk about the venues, too. The December 19th concert in Northside at St. Boniface Church, and then the next afternoon, it'll be Sunday afternoon, the 20th, at St. Francis de Sales Church in East Walnut Hills. Anything special about those particular locations?
Yes, St. Boniface is one of our favorite places to sing. We began singing there several years ago, and they have welcomed us back every year for at least one concert on our series, if not 2. Throughout our season. It's a wonderful space to sing in. It's a beautiful atmosphere, and we have a large audience of following there in Northside that comes to hear us. St. Francis de Sales is a newer venue for us. We've sung there maybe the last 3 or 4 years. And once again, it is a large Gothic style church that just reverberates space, and it makes our Christmas concerts beautiful.
Now, Stephanie Nash, you're assistant conductor with the Vocal Arts Ensemble. You are also one of the singers. So that means that once Dr. Armstrong comes in to conduct the performances and do the rehearsals, you'll be in with the other 23 singers, right?
Yes, I'm one of the altos. I'm one of the 6 altos for this concert.
So what's your favorite song on this concert?
It's hard to say, but I'm really leaning either towards the setting of Christ the Apple Tree, which we will be singing at the beginning of the concert, or 'Twas in the Moon of Wintertime at the end of the concert. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because of the way these pieces are written. It's going to highlight our strengths of singing tight harmonies very well. And both of those pieces are a cappella, which, you know, are a favorite of mine.
Okay. That's going to happen on December 19th in Northside, St. Boniface Church. And the second performance is the following afternoon. It'll be Sunday, December 20th at St. Francis de Sales in East Walnut Hills. It's the 2 concerts, holiday performances from the Vocal Arts Ensemble of Cincinnati. Should be a great time with the conductor, Dr. Anton Armstrong. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about the performances.
You're welcome. I hope that we will have many people to sing for.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.